欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica。 在郭德纲的单口相声西游记里有这么一段，说这世界上最残忍的两个字是什么呢？答案是看吧。看吧这两个字用英文翻译过来可没有 look 这个单词，因为看吧指的就是到时候再说，走一步看一步，而这个意思所对应的英文呢是一个俚语 play it by ear。 接下来我们就来看一下这个俚语的起源。This saying has its origins in music, as playing something by ear means to play music without reference to the notes on the paper. 这种说法起源于音乐，用耳朵演奏其实就是不用看谱子来演奏音乐。This is a phrase dates back to the 16th century, but the present use only came into being in mid-20th century America. Date back to, 追溯于。那么这种用法其实可以最早追溯于16世纪。Come into being 有形成或者产生的意思，而现在这个用法呢，则形成于美国的20世纪50年代。Primarily referring to sports, these days, the expression has lost its focus on sports and can be used in any context. Focus 有焦点、集中的意思，但到现在呢，这个短语已经失去了仅局限于体育上的一种表达，它已经可以用在各种各样的语境下了。Context 指的是语境的意思。在读这个短语的时候 play it, play 和 it 之间呢有个非常明显的 ye 的加音 play it, play it, 读得再快一点 it 的 t 就不见了。根据不同的语境 play it by ear 可以翻译成比如说走一步看一步，现场发挥，或者说不用看谱，随心所至，也可以理解为我们再说吧，再看吧。这个短语可以用在不同的场景下，比如说当你想要购物的时候
What time shall we go shopping?
Let's see how the weather looks and play it by ear. 问我们什么时候去买东西呀、啊？这个人是这么回答的、我们看看天气怎么样，然后再说吧，再看吧。或者当你准备要开会的时候
I've had no time to prepare for this meeting, so I'll have to play it by ear.
我没有时间准备这次会议，所以呢，我只好见机行事了。这个短语呢，有时可以去安慰鼓励别人，比如说当别人很着急的时候，你可以这样去讲
We'll take it easy and play it by ear, okay?
不要着急，放轻松，我们见机行事好吗？最后我们把刚才含有 play it by ear 的句子呢，再来听一下。
Number one,
What time shall we go shopping?
Let's see how the weather looks and play it by ear.
Number two,
I've had no time to prepare for this meeting, so I'll have to play it by ear.
Number three,
we'll take it easy and play it by ear, okay?